Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Well, not exactly, but you do have the stuntman, DOC, and of course, Double D. Didn't they? You're at home doing what you normally do. I'm the intruder, but here with good intentions, and that is to enlighten, entertain, and have a funky good time. And once again, we've been blessed, man, by the sports gods giving us good content. I wish it had worked out a little bit better for the Curly W's, but then again, I can blame you on that one. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing good. If a Nationals loss means we get a unofficial depth chart, I will take a Nats loss every day for the sake of content, you know?
You sound pumped up about the unofficial depth chart. Well, it's good. It's good. It hadn't changed, right? Daniels is still... He's on. I haven't found one yet that he wasn't on as a starter. Did you find one?
I had not, but I mean, this is the first one from the team. You know, the people in our media, while they are very nice, their depth charts don't really mean much to me. This is an official team depth chart. I think all of us knew he was going to be QB1, but it is nice to be validated by the coaching staff and by the team saying the same thing you guys are seeing, we are also seeing, we are enjoying, we are loving, and this is our guy.
Yeah, and on 8-1, the Commanders put out their depth chart, and he was listed number one to start on that as well. And that's from them. And so, as a matter of fact, I'm really trying to find a depth chart that he's not number one on, in print, just so I can hold it up and take a look at it. But nevertheless, if it's official, it's official. Once the bullets start flying, then we start, you know, it starts to matter. It's all good. I like it because I don't think it affects him. I think people on the outside are way more affected by it than him. And that's the good news as far as I'm concerned. Because to me, it's completely irrelevant.
It might be irrelevant for him because, as I mentioned, we already knew it that he was going to be QB1. But there are some other positions on here. Well, while this doesn't mean anything as far as week one is concerned,
bingo.
Like it's an unofficial thing, it doesn't matter. It is just kind of a nice idea to see who are they liking in camp so far, who is positioned where. And then if you're a player, I would assume you're seeing this depth chart and saying, all right, I know that I'm here. Now I can focus on getting better to get up to where I want to be if you are not where you want to be.
Yeah, and you know they got to do that either way. In other words, it's not like you have an option. Every guy there is trying to get the best out of himself, trying to perform at the highest level. The players don't slot themselves. You just go out there and perform, and based on your check, you pretty much know what's going to happen. The idea that I'm paying a guy a fortune and not playing him is completely insane. You know, money does matter. It does matter. It is an influencer. If there was a tie, you and I both know this was never about a tie. This was about protecting him, which is brilliant. I'd do the same thing if I were him. There's no reason to put him out there and say, he's the guy. Well, let him. And now you can see if you watch practice, you go, that dude's a bad dude. Yeah, that's the guy. So you kind of know that. But I like the way they played it. There's no benefit in pushing him out. There's no detriment if you hold him back. It all will be determined in Tampa when it's real. All this is dress rehearsal. All this is make-believe until it counts. None of this matters until Tampa. And I like the approach because he didn't buckle under it. He seems unfazed. Now, we can think of some people. We won't mention their names. They would have been wrecks. It would have killed them. Oh, my God, my social media image. Guy don't care. I couldn't be happier with the way he handles the things that we're privy to. And if you look out, I mean, seriously, if you look at the practices, you already know. But I just think it was cool. But again, it's to each his own. The beauty about training camp is you can enjoy this on your level. Whatever floats your boat, run with it. Because there's no right or wrong to me. There really isn't. Every day, you're trying to avoid that being your last day. And you look at the new, and man, people are dropping. It happens. It's happened to us. It happens to everybody. So, man, they have been, and with their tempo, I really believe it has a lot to do with it. Because I believe the harder you go, the less bad things happen to you. I do not believe in this protecting and all this shell crap and stuff, monitoring, doing all this stuff they're doing. That stuff sounds good. But if you look around, they were in last place. So what did it matter? What did it mean? Failed operation. This group, high tempo, going just from the eye test, you start thinking, man, I feel better about it. Now, I still got to be proven. But I feel better about it. People are energized, and they're going for it. And guess what? They don't have a choice. Because with this group, there ain't going to be no grandfathering. You don't get to play just because you got a bloodline issue. You think this group will play favorites based on what you've seen?
That's a really good question, honestly. Because I guess what do you consider a favorite? Because I'm wrestling one of the positions right now that I'm wrestling with the most, Doc.
Okay.
Is wide receiver. You got Terry, you got Jahan. Those guys are at this point solidified
when you
as
say
their
wrestle
role.
With. I mean, seriously. You mean wrestle? You mean you're losing sleep? You're actually going to bed worried about Jahan? I know you're not worried about Scary.
No,
so you got to be focusing on Jahan.
No. I'm not focused on either of those two guys. Hold on. Okay. There's more here.
Okay.
Olamide Zaccheaus being listed at wide receiver number 3 is where I'm now scratching my head because I know they're keeping McCaffrey. They got Jamison Crowder listed as punt return, and he might do kick return, so they're going to keep Jamison Crowder. Deami Brown might be the odd man out if they choose to stick with just 5 receivers. If they keep 6 receivers, obviously he's making the team. But if they keep just 5 receivers and want to keep a bulk of players at another position, you're looking at Deami Brown saying, hey, buddy, thanks for the time, but you might be on your way out. It's more of a bad sign for just the drafting ability of Ron Rivera because it's another Rivera guy that could be on his way out. But that's the one where that's my big takeaway from this first unofficial chart is he needs to do a lot more to impress the coaching staff.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's why there's no right or wrong is all I'm saying. I have no concern about whoever they keep from a last place team. None of them. So I'm looking for flip over change. I want new life because I'm not satisfied with being in last place. I don't care how much you make and you got your bag, that's fine. I'm not mad at you. But me personally, I expect turnover and change from a last place operation. I just don't know why. I don't know any other way to look at it. I'm not in love with any of them because their results is nothing personal. But if that's the best you're going to give me, then I got to flip the script. Then I'm looking for new people because I've seen what the other people give me. And for me personally, it's not enough. I'm not going to accept it just because you can make a great living or you be whatever. It's not enough. It's not enough for the fan base. It's not enough for the tradition. It's just not enough. So I'm going, why do you care? Not you personally, but what is the concern if you're trying to keep together an outfit that was in last place? Because you said concern. What I'm concerned about is that them big boys stay healthy in between those lines. I want everybody to be healthy. I don't want anybody to be hurt. But that's the hardest challenge. And so far, they've navigated that well. If that's your only problem, brother, you in good shape. You in good shape. Well, I heard Deami talk to Linnell. He should know it. That's the problem with the group, potential. We know he's got it in him. We've seen him flash. But can he do it on demand? Can he do it on demand? That we don't know. Why? Because he hasn't demonstrated it. Then you go to, well, why hasn't he demonstrated it? Then you got to look at the people who've been throwing to him. And that's where you got to go, well, you know what? Maybe we got to give him another look, another opportunity to be evaluated. Because, I mean, hey. But then a lot of the league is just like our situation. We're not the only people in this situation. Wouldn't you agree? Almost half the league, a quarter of the league, same situation. So the fact that it's competitive, I'm good with it. I mean, these receivers, you know, we'll see. I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just going, how can we judge them? If practice is, you know, pretty much orchestrated, you know, you know, it's a routine. There's a script to it. Finally, we'll get to see a little more action this weekend. And then from this weekend on, it'll get better and better because we'll get to see more non-scripted workouts. And they'll be in pads. So we'll actually get to see tackle football. So to me, it's almost, the wait's almost over. It's almost over. But, you know, it's all good, man. It's a touching moment. I don't know if you got a chance to see Freddie Freeman with Love You Blue. The Dodgers, Freddie was gone. I didn't know why. I did not understand his son had that rare, I don't know if it's a disease, but is a current disorder that is scary. And they found, I guess, he's stabilized, so he was able to come back, miss 9 games, and you bring that man to tears, and you could just hear him as a father, as a parent, when your baby is struggling, and they're 3 years old, and there's nothing you can do other than support. And for him to come back, that was that one of those moments to where, you know, we wager, we have fun, we talk trash, but these real live human beings, man, and whether it's Simone, if you know, you miss a footing on that little plank of wood we talked about yesterday. And this is real. And it's not always perfect for them. But that was touching. That was great. Olympics, once again, just amazing, man. Amazing, amazing competition. And you know it's not rigged. Everything out there is pure. If it happens, it happens. And the work put into it. And when you hear about the number of the young lady from Brazil, you know, 4 ACLs. Can you imagine that? And being able to earn a gold medal. I mean, I don't know how much did you put any eyeballs on it last night?
On the gymnastics?
Yeah, just the Olympics, the hoops, the 5 rings, you know, thing.
I mean, I watch, you know me, I'm always watching the track whenever it's on. I have that. I literally have all the track stuff being recorded onto YouTube TV. I watch a little bit of the gymnastics, not a ton. You know, I kind of saw the results throughout the course of the day, so I didn't end up getting around to watching it. But there's a couple of the track things today that I'm excited about that I'll be keeping an eye on. And, of course, you got Team USA men's in action.
Yeah. No, that'll be it's all good, man. I don't remember being this blown away 4 years ago. It's always awesome. But this, man, is – I don't know if it's my age. I don't know what this is about these games that I'm just devouring every second of everything I can get my eyeballs around. And not just flashing in. I mean, putting the remote down and just enjoying and listening to the stories. And, you know, everything about it has just been great because I don't believe that it's rigged. I believe that what we see is what we get, is straight out, go for it. And then, you know, the anticipation of this weekend. I mean, there's a lot coming up. And again, as we'll get today, Ronaldo Nehemiah, a guy who's been there, done that, will tap into his depth of understanding what all that feels like. I mean, you know, this brother's world class playing two sports. And so that is going to be great. And then how you landed the whale. Well, no, that's Linnell. So I guess we got to give AWOD the shark because you was in deep waters to pull that off. And so we get AWOD joining us. And now you talk about enthusiasm. That'll be great to do the roster thing. AWOD, see, he'll eat this up. He'll eat it up, and that'll be a lot of fun. So that'll be good. So now I know who you are watching, who the one player on offense that you are putting not pressure, but concern on. And you're asking and hoping that he steps up, or he may have to step out. I like that. Now you're really invested. Now you're really invested.
There's more guys defense? On. Yeah, I was about to say there's more guys on defense too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jamin listed as an outside linebacker behind Dante Fowler. Now we know Fowler's going to be more rushing the passer.
Uh huh.
But Jamin is the second string. You know, they're trying him out in a couple of different spots, Doc. But he's not comfortable with his hand in the ground. At least he certainly doesn't look comfortable with his hand in the ground. And they haven't been getting him reps at middle linebacker, which is what he's been playing for a while under the Ron Rivera scheme.
I don't think he needs him. Everything he's doing, if he's going to be on the edge, everything needs to be on the edge. Because you're right, it's a learning curve. And I suggest that what we're going to do with him, we're never going to see it. Tampa will. If he's here, Tampa will. In other words, you can't show everything. Because we're going to talk about it. We got a big mouth. So if they show something, we're going to talk about it. It's just my experience tells me that, like, I don't foresee a guy that athletic with speed that will hit you, just needs to know who to hit. They got plans. But I don't think they're going to share those plans with us. And so wherever he's at, that's going to be for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to figure out, working in concert. Or as you mentioned, maybe he relieves Fowler, or maybe he relieves Arm, maybe who knows. But I do know this. It's hard to get guys that run like he runs on defense. And we've seen what Q does when he gets an unusual athlete. And that's what I think, that he's got the potential to do that. So if you got Luvu, you got Dante, just start thinking about quick twitch athletes who put pressure on the quarterback. Something we had very little of in the past. So, what you see, your eyes aren't lying to you. But I don't think they're allowing us to see what they really have planned for him if he can make the adjustment. Phil Mathis, for me, Big Phil. See, him and Ridgeway, one of those guys has got to be a dump truck. And just coming through, just, you know, tractor trailering people. We can't go 0 for 2. What you feel about the Army, that's where I'm at with these dudes. I'm like, okay, if healthy, guys, it's time. Same kind of pressure on the young guys, KJ and Andre. You know, you all are young, but a lot of guys are young. Does this defensive group give them a chance to actually max out? They're good, aggressive, hungry players, but we got to get some more results. Who's it going to be? But that's what we're looking for. That's what I want to see. We've listed four guys right now. We really don't know. You ain't worried about Deep, Payne, and Allen. That you know. You ain't worried about that. But what we are looking for is, can this defense maybe free up one of those two guys to where they demand the double? Once again, what's the combination? Demand a double. If you bag eligible, then I need you to affect the opponent's game plan so we can get an advantage. We need mismatches. What people have done to us, we need to do to them. Well, how do they do it to us? because they have a freak or two. And that's what controls the whole league. Those 10 to 12 or dozen of people that you have to game plan. Who are they game planning on our defense? That's what you ask yourself. And that's what their job is, in my opinion, is to create situations to where you mess around and leave John Allen one-on-one. I dare you to leave Deron Payne one. That's what I'm saying. I want that kind of defense to develop those matchups where they can go eat. And if they that kind of dude, and I know we've seen flashes of it, but I think that gets us out of last place. What say you? That's where I'm at on it. Stew on that one for a moment. Take break one. Denton Day, DOC, here, Coach Sheehan. He is, I think, about 2 days away from arranging his return to America. We'll keep you abreast. Stay with us.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now that's funny. Denton Day, comedian. I didn't know you did comedy as well. Wow.
I will take the comedic award there. That was something put wrong in the system and labeled wrong.
Oh,
but
I'll take
the comedic reward from that.
Yeah, well, it was fun. It's fun. We're going to tell him just in case he didn't recognize it. He failed. It failed miserably. But, no, I thought you were coming back. It was good. It was good. It was good humor. Good humor. New kickoff rules will go. I can't wait to see how other, you know, we would, because of the Hall of Fame game, really only our first bird's eye. I'm interested to see how it will be the results as we go across the league with teams. I'm going to be interested in that. And again, when we know what this is. This is not full-fledged. I don't know how many of the good teams will play starters. Don't have no idea. But I do know this. This is huge for your rookies. Guys, you know, this is it for them. First time going in. And it's only preseason to vets. To guys, free agents, and rooks, man, this is, you can't sleep the night before. You cannot believe it. And that's why it's a big thing, and that's why it's exciting. I'll never look at these like, oh, it don't mean a throw. No, it may not mean a lot to Pro Bowl guys, perennial starters. But if it's your first day, you're on. You remember your first day on your show, right, with a live microphone. A little bit different than it is today. First day, yeah. So that's what the thrill is just about. What do you think about the Lions and the Giants showing their fraternal love?
Oh, loved it. Are you kidding me? Daniel Jones starting brawls. I'll take, if they want to go be dumb, let them be dumb. I'm all for the opposition people inside this division being dumb.
Yeah. Yeah,
because for the longest time, this was the organization that was dumb. So it's not. It's nice that somebody else is taking over the role.
Yeah. Yeah, you. We think just alike on that one. I was like, oh my God, keep it up, keep it up. But it's not what you want. Like I don't want our guys and the Jets doing WWE. You don't gain anything from that. It doesn't show that you're tough. Shows you're dumb. Work on the game. Work on the craft. because you don't get any. If you break a hand or whatever, you're done. You're useless to us. And so it's not like the NBA or the, well, Major League Baseball has the worst. They're the most fake fights ever. But, and I always say MLB is the fake fight because why would you have, if I have a bat, why would I drop it if it's a fight? So, yeah, we see that one together. I can't, but then the Lions, you sound like you think the Giants were the instigators.
Well, I mean, I know Daniel Jones started one of them, which is not the first time that he has been involved in some capacity in a preseason altercation.
Yeah, well, some of that doesn't mean I hate it. But I know what pisses the guys off. Here, you get to wear a different color jersey every day. And that jersey designates that we can't touch you. So this is what really irritates people. And now you running your mouth? Take the shirt off. I can tell you what they're saying to him. Hey, big boy, take the red shirt off and then talk what you're saying. So it's kind of like he already know he's protected. And he's, now I wasn't there. But it sounds like if he was selling wolf tickets and is protected, I can understand how that would irritate some people. Plus, he's the kind of guy that just appears, don't know, never met him like that. But he's different. Different.
Now, based on the video, like if you are a member of the Giants, maybe you like it a little bit more because it was two other guys that were in a pushing and shoving match, and then he came and stood up for his guy. But at the same time, like you just mentioned, he got the red jersey on.
Yeah, red jersey.
And even if you were in the midst of an altercation, a brawl, a pushing and shoving match, whatever you want to call this, everybody instinctively knows you're not touching a guy with a red on.
Mess around and try. Can you imagine what would happen to somebody in Kansas City if somebody accidentally bumped into or hit 15?
They'd be excommunicated from the NFL.
You would not want to be there. That
or
would
they'd
be
sign
a
with the Raiders.
Way. Exactly. There you go. You're right. And you picked up on that, too. I like the way the Raiders are poking the bear to where, and that's the Raider, Raider Nation. But the Nation is fan base. That's ignorant. Their coach, this is psychological warfare. And they've got that going now. Now, you got to back it up. And they did. They can say they're beating them. But you and I both know it's a long, long game. And what the Raiders are trying to do, which is cool, lean on your tradition. They got to find some way to get what they had back. And I don't know if it's possible. But, you know, it's just like, when you know there's a dog on the block that's just nasty, and you a kid and you walking by that fence, that dog going wild, people say, stay away from the fence, and you could feel like this thing was just about to just run through it, had that kind of reputation. That was the Raiders. And now when they bark, everybody goes, oh, don't worry about it. They're harmless. It was like, man, no, don't worry. They're trying to get that back. And that was part of that whole mystique, silver and black, the whole nine yards, the way they confronted themselves. They always felt like it was them against the world, everybody. Like Michigan, their deal, you know, Michigan against everybody. That was Raiders. And to have lost that, you know, it's tough. But I think they are headed in the right direction. But the fan base can't be better than the team. That's a problem. You can't roll up in there, skull and crossbone, doing all talking like crap, and getting toe up from the flow up. That kind of makes you look bad. So I always pull for the Raiders to be. I just miss that. I think that was an important part. you know, the game. It's like there's a certain teams and the spirit of the team carries over. Like I can never, ever not have a soft spot for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We are family because of that run and how they were embraced. A lot of people feel that way about the Mets. You know, if you have a strong enough move, you will attract a lot of people from the outside to it because they're just attracted to it because they can't help it. It's like a magnet when it's that strong. And it's hard to sustain it. It really is. I mean, can you believe that the Patriots are terrible? Or you don't even think about them?
Oh, I think about them because your boy might land
there. I know. You play for keeps. So it's business for you. But you follow what I mean? It's like the brand, like the Cardinals brand. If I hook you up to some and make up a machine and I say St. Louis Cardinals, the needle never moves. It just generates no psychological response. That's where coaching comes in. We're playing the Cardinals. I go, oh my God, I got to work my behind off this week to get these people excited, to get them to understand and believe that we can actually lose to them because they're not going to believe it. That's what I'm talking about. As opposed to, and the Cowboys are the perfect example of it. No matter what, you never believe that they don't have a chance. And that takes time. That's what rep is all about. Because we had it here. You had it here. Now in rebuilding it, that's why I look at this the way I look at it. It's like in phases. I go, wow. Because you've been there before. You remember what it was like. You know it can be done. And now you're hoping you can put it back together. Were you a puzzles guy? I know you two might be too young for that.
I did a little bit of puzzles. Yeah, not a ton, but a little bit.
You think Linnell has ever done a puzzle?
I would say no to that.
I say no too. All right. You know, puzzles, that was an interesting phase. You know why I can understand young people don't have patience or whatever for it. But just look at the thought, what it forced you to do. You had to think outside of the box. Look ahead, control your emotions, couldn't pan, and you just had to think yourself through it. No, it doesn't surprise me it's not popular. It's no longer popular. You want to get a laugh. Get a puzzle and go give it to your best friend or so. Have them sit down and say, knock this out, and put a wager on that. And them, A, completing it. Don't even put a time level on it. Just say completion. You want to get a good laugh. Because our brains now are just wired completely different to that. We want to push that button, boom, have it done. But I stay great. I think it's cool. And I love to see people play, you know, doing a crossword puzzle. No, my mom's 92 now. She does those things. Does you do crossword puzzles?
Not often. I definitely
but
have.
You have.
Yeah, I definitely
yeah,
have.
I knew you were. You're a scholar. You're intellectual. Yeah. You think Zion has done a crossword puzzle?
I would say he is more likely to have done a crossword puzzle than an actual puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. Raider Nation, we'll see. Whole point, quarterbacks, you know, get a henchman. Don't be the guy running in there trying to break up a fight because you're too hard to replace. And I had another thing, too, before we I can't be late on this marker because you're about to enlighten the world on progress. And after that, I got a question for you. About something, I almost text you as soon as I saw it. I said, "No, he's probably in a yoga moment right now." so I won't disturb him. But catch us up on what's trending. We'll come back and I'll share this thought with you.
You know, it's funny, Doc. I did do yoga today. All right. MLB baseball or Major League Baseball. Nats lose 4-1 to the Giants. Patrick Corbin credited with the loss. He pitched 6 innings, allowed 4 runs on 7 hits and struck out 6. They square off again with the Giants tonight at 6:45. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan. Chicago White Sox lose their 21st game in a row. That ties an AL record. They stink. In the NFL, according to multiple reports, the Browns and Patriots have inquired heavily with the 49ers about the acquisition of Brandon Ayuk. Those same reports say that both the Commanders and the Steelers have stepped away from the table. In Olympic action, Team USA men's basketball in action today against Brazil at 3:30. We got a women's 200-meter final in the world of track and field, where Gabby Thomas from the USA is the favorite in that one. And you'll get to see Sydney McLaughlin-Laverne running in another heat of the women's 400-meter hurdles. That starts at 2:07. She'll be in heat number 2. And that's what's trending.
Denton Day getting it done, as always. DOC on the microphone. We are DHing for Brother Sheehan, who should be back in the country in less than a week. And we await his, it's not so much as I await his arrival. I just start preparing for his next departure. And so we'll be ready to rock and roll. So I asked you within the break, were you surprised that Michigan and their new coach Ron Moore or have hand slapped again? I said to Denton Day in the break, I thought Harbaugh had already served a time for all these allegations that they didn't still claim to have done, but yet were suspended and done the time. And yet you made it very clear that you believe Moore, this is a continuance of that, or he was brought into this because he erased emails.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. It's a continuous because Jim Harbaugh was suspended last year during the season before a full investigation was conducted. They had done portions of an investigation, and Michigan kind of, and the NCAA kind of got out in front of it and said, we're just going to suspend him so we can come back for the national championship in the college football playoff, which ultimately ended up working. But now that they've done the full investigation, they realized that Sherrone Moore, when a lot of this started to go down and become made public, there was a string of text messages. I think the number was like 52 or something like that. There was a string of text messages that Sherrone Moore had with Connor Stallions that then Sherrone Moore deleted and erased. And that's why he's getting punished now. But the topic is coming back up because they're nearing the end, if they haven't finished already, of the full investigation into the Connor Stallions sign-stealing saga.
And what is Stallions, what is his current status?
He is like you and me, which is not working for a team.
Okay.
I mean, you would have to be the silliest of silly gooses to hire the kid now.
So he was claiming that he was a lone wolf, right? On his own? Who would believe that? And why would you do that on your own?
Well, he wanted to take over the Michigan program. He had a manifesto, which is always good. Those work out well for whoever holds them. He had a manifesto to take over the Michigan program. So he used his resources that he had while being a part of the program, and then he used more resources that came from outside of the program to kind of fund these sign-stealing sabbaticals, if you will, that he took part in.
So we're dealing with, this sounds like mental illness.
That or like a, I'm a dork, Doc. I know you're not a dork, but I'm a dork, big into comic books, is like a Batman villain, but like a C or a D tier level Batman villain. Not somebody that fully thinks things through. They just kind of act on impulse. That's kind of what Connor Stallions is. He's like in the rogues gallery, okay, but he doesn't have series wrote about him. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I was big into Batman. I was a big Batman guy. I mean, that because I didn't do comic books, but I did do Batman to a pretty high level. And at the time when you played combat, and you know, you'd play Army or Marine, whatever your whole deal was, it was amazing all the things you got to do, the creativity without Game Boys and without electronic gadgets. But this guy does seem like it's a different category. So you're okay with this. So what happened with, because the emails were deleted, we all delete a lot of things on our phones and our computers, but we assumed that this was something he didn't want to be discovered. And you telling me that with all the tech geeks going, we can't retrieve something that's been deleted?
That was my first thought. I was like, there isn't some dork in this country that knows how to get those text messages back. I mean, yeah, he might come with a lofty price, but if I was...
No, come on, it's Michigan.
Yeah, if I was Michigan, I would...
I've called Carpenter. He's quiet as a church mouse. I'm leaning to say, hey, man, can you explain your university again? Why are you guys always around this level of controversy?
Although maybe Michigan did not want those messages to be retrieved because they would allude to worse things.
You're far more technically involved than I am, but I thought that there was nothing that they couldn't be retrieved. It was just a matter of what the value was on it.
Yeah,
if
but
you got
like,
the bucks,
just think
we can find anything.
If those text messages were bad, if it was Sharon Moore conversing with Connor Stallions about the plot, it'd be much better for the program if those text messages never got unleaked. And we'll just say,
Understood.
Hey, we'll take the show cause. We don't want these actually coming out.
I go back to the Raiders head coach at the time, John Gruden, and that internet thing that came on that we were involved in to a degree here. If they want something other than the NFL, of course, when they're busted and they just lose everything, I'm sorry. We lost the tapes. Okay, cool. But we don't buy that. That's where I'm going. I smell a rat. Because they've already proven to me they're not trustworthy. So, more sanctions. Okay. I just, and then Jim is gone, so Jim good. And Jim may never come back to college football. He may never have to.
No, he's never coming back. I mean, it's NFL the rest of the way, and then he'll be on like a private island.
Yeah.
With his chickens.
I just thought, and I know Buckeye Nation's probably laughing at this as well, but and everybody has a little bit of, I don't know, housekeeping that needs to be taken care of.
Buckeye Nation better be sighing big sighs of relief because now they might actually beat Michigan for the first time in 3 years.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Unless we got a lot. You know how much time we have? I mean, the thing about college is that they usually come out of the blocks, gangbuster. There'll be something, and because you are all over college football, we know how we were salivating over Washington, Tampa. What is your, is there? And I think I know what it is, but I want you to say it to make sure I'm right before I disclose what I think it is. Is there a game that Denton Day, if he were not working, would not mind asking Kevin if you could use his aircraft to go see it? What game would that be?
This year in particular?
That's a good question. Coming out in September, is there something that you're salivating over that you don't want to work that day? You want to be on that 50-yard line, brewski in hand, and totally in enjoyment mode.
I mean, I always want to go to LSU, Bama in LSU. I don't know if that's going to be as – I don't even know if that game's at LSU this year. I haven't looked that far ahead. That's always one. So, in other words,
you've answered my question because there isn't one because you would already known it. There's nothing that you're that excited about this year off the top.
No, because I need to see the teams play first.
Right, okay.
Because, like, there's so many teams that I like. Like, Michigan's a good example. Like, Michigan-Ohio State at the end of the year could be awesome. But if Michigan falls apart this year.
I don't even know who their quarterback. I don't know. Everybody's got prospects. It's like the NFL now. We get excited because we just think we're supposed to. But you don't really. And in this case, we got five. So there is a genuine excitement about watching this young man develop. I speak for myself. I can hardly sleep. Just waiting to see what aggressive version of this defense. I realize I'm not going to see it in the preseason. Now, Awad may convince us differently. Because our next guest coming up, he can see the future. And if you listen to him every weekend, he will tell you. And he makes me so excited because he starts making me think, you know what? He might be right. Because he makes you believe that the game of the year is coming up next. And I can't wait to get his breakdown on it. I'm terrible at this. Because I cannot fake myself out to go, well, I think everybody's lying right now and hiding everything they're going to do for opening day. Because that's usually what happens. But that also goes with age, too. I mean, after your X amount of times, you start getting beat over the head over something. You say, yeah, I get it now. I can't wait. Awad at 11. We come back, man. Brace yourself.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Didn't they? Getting it done, as always. DOC on the microphone. We are DHing for Brother Sheehan, who should be back in the country in less than a week. And we await his... it's not so much as I await his arrival. I just start preparing for his next departure. And so we'll be ready to rock and roll. So I asked you within the break, were you surprised that Michigan and their new coach, Ron Moore, have hand slapped again? I said to Denton Day in the break, I thought Harbaugh had already served the time for all these allegations that they didn't still claim to have done, but yet were suspended and done the time. And yet you made it very clear that you believe more this is a continuance of that, or he was brought into this because he erased emails.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. It's a continuous because Jim Harbaugh was suspended last year during the season before a full investigation was conducted. They had done portions of an investigation. And Michigan kind of, and the NCAA kind of got out in front of it and said, we're just going to suspend him so we can come back for the national championship in the college football playoff, which ultimately ended up working. But now that they've done the full investigation, they realized that Sherrone Moore, when a lot of this started to go down and become made public, there was a string of text messages. I think the number was like 52 or something like that. There was a string of text messages that Sherrone Moore had with Connor Stallions that then Sherrone Moore deleted and erased. And that's why he's getting punished now, but the topic is coming back up because they're nearing the end, if they haven't finished already, of the full investigation into the Connor Stallions sign-stealing saga.
And what is Stallions, what is his current status?
He is like you and me, which is not working for a team.
Okay.
I mean, you would have to be the silliest of silly gooses to hire the kid now.
So he was claiming that he was a lone wolf, right? On his own? Who would believe that? And why would you do that on your own?
Well, he wanted to take over the Michigan program. He had a manifesto, which is always good. Those work out well for whoever holds them. He had a manifesto to take over the Michigan program. So he used his resources that he had while being a part of the program, and then he used more resources that came from outside of the program to kind of fund these sign-stealing sabbaticals, if you will, that he took part in.
So we're dealing with... This sounds like mental illness.
That or like a, you know, I'm a dork, Doc. I know you're not a dork, but I'm a dork, big into comic books. Is like a Batman villain, but like a C or a D tier level Batman villain. Not somebody that fully thinks things through. They just kind of act on impulse. That's kind of what Connor Stallions is. He's like in the rogues gallery, okay, but he doesn't have series wrote about him. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I was big into Batman. I was a big Batman guy. I mean, that because I didn't do comic books, but I did do Batman to a pretty high level. And at the time when you played combat, and, you know, you'd play Army or Marine, whatever your whole deal was, it was amazing. All the things you got to do, the creativity without Game Boys and without electronic gadgets. But this guy does seem like it's a different category. So you're okay with this. So what happened with, because the emails were deleted, we all delete a lot of things on our phones and our computers, but we assumed that this was something he didn't want to be discovered, and you telling me with all the tech geeks going, we can't retrieve something that's been deleted?
That was my first thought. I was like, there isn't some dork in this country that knows how to get those text messages back. I mean, yeah, he might come with a lofty price, but if I was...
No, come on, it's Michigan.
Yeah, if I was Michigan, I would...
I've called Carpenter. I heard he's quiet as a church mouse. I'm leaning to say, hey, man, can you explain your university again? Why are you guys always around this level of controversy?
Although maybe Michigan did not want those messages to be retrieved because they would allude to worse things.
I mean, you're far more technically involved than I am, but I thought that there was nothing that they couldn't be retrieved. It was just a matter of what the value was on it.
Yeah,
if
but
you got
like,
the bucks.
Just think,
we can find anything.
If those text messages were bad, if it was Sharon Moore conversing with Connor Stallions about the plot, it'd be much better for the program if those text messages never got unleaked. And we'll just say,
Understood.
Hey, we'll take the show Understood. Cause. We don't want these actually coming out.
I go back to the Raiders head coach at the time, John Gruden, and that internet thing that came on that we were involved in to a degree here. If they want something other than the NFL, of course, when they're busted and they just lose everything, I'm sorry, we lost the tapes. Okay, cool. But we don't buy that. That's where I'm going. I smell a rat because they've already proven to me they're not trustworthy. So, more sanctions. Okay. I just, and the Jim is gone, so Jim good. And Jim may never come back to college football. He may never have to.
No, he's never coming back. I mean, it's NFL the rest of the way, and then he'll be on like a private island.
Yeah.
With his chickens.
I just thought, and I know Buckeye Nation's probably laughing at this as well, but everybody has a little bit of, I don't know, housekeeping that needs to be taken care of.
Buckeye Nation better be sighing big sighs of relief because now they might actually beat Michigan for the first time in 3 years.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Unless we got a lot. You know how much time we have? I mean, the thing about college is that they usually come out of the blocks gangbuster. There'll be something, and because you are all over college football, we know how we were salivating over Washington, Tampa. What is your, is there? And I think I know what it is, but I want you to say it to make sure I'm right before I disclose what I think it is. Is there a game that Denton Day, if he were not working, would not mind asking Kevin if you could use his aircraft to go see it? What game would that be?
This year in particular?
That's a good question. Coming out in September, is there something that you're salivating over that you don't want to work that day? You want to be on that 50-yard line, brewski in hand, and totally in enjoyment mode.
I mean, I always want to go to LSU, Bama in LSU. I don't know if that's going to be as – I don't even know if that game's at LSU this year. I haven't looked that far ahead. That's always one.
So in other words, you've answered my question because there isn't one because you would already known it. There's nothing that you're that excited about this year off the top.
No, because I need to see the teams play first.
Right, okay.
Because, like, there's so many teams that I like. Like, Michigan's a good example. Like, Michigan-Ohio State at the end of the year could be awesome. But if Michigan falls apart this year.
I don't even know who the quarterback. I don't know. Everybody's got prospects. It's like the NFL now. We get excited because we just think we're supposed to. But you don't really. And in this case, we got five. So there is a genuine excitement about watching this young man develop. I speak for myself, I can hardly sleep just waiting to see what aggressive version of this defense. I realize I'm not going to see it in the preseason. Now, Awad may convince us differently because our next guest coming up, he can see the future. And if you listen to him every weekend, he will tell you. And he makes me so excited because he starts making me think, you know what? He might be right. Because he makes you believe that the game of the year is coming up next. And I can't wait to get his breakdown on it. I'm terrible at this. Because I cannot fake myself out to go, well, I think everybody's lying right now and hiding everything they're going to do for opening day. Because that's usually what happens. But that also goes with age, too. I mean, after your X amount of times, you start getting beat over the head over something. You say, yeah, I get it now. I can't wait. Awad at 11. We come back, man. Brace yourself.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.